the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
WWE pre-show for the SmackDown, Raw, Clash of the Champions pay-per-view, Raw's first pay-per-view. I am one of your hosts, The Surfer, and I'm, you know, holding up. Hopefully, we won't mess up for the rest of the network here, talking about the upcoming lineup here for the pay-per-view. And if you're out there and you want to join us on Skype, you can join me at SilverSurfer_forever. Make sure you friend me first so I can add you into the call. And I'll be happy to add you on and take your opinion on the matches coming up on this network exclusive pay-per-view.
So. Yeah, we got a few people in the chat room. I see Dr. Doom, Wario, and Squires.
Yeah, not to be happy with me because of football, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, that's another podcast.
Yeah. I'm trying my best, people. I can only do my best. I know a lot of people want to see me come to a tragic end, but that ain't right. That ain't nice. It's not fair.
Everybody's got a couple of haters.
Alright. So, are you looking forward to this pay-per-view? And do you think it'll be as equal to or better than what the SmackDown pay-per-view was a couple weeks ago?
I hope it's as good as the SmackDown, you know. SmackDown pay-per-view it kicked everybody's ass. I loved it.
I thought most of the matches were top quality, except for, you know, a couple of tag team matches. But for the most part, I enjoyed it. I didn't like the fact that they ended early. And, you know, we did get some surprises, you know. We'll see how many belts change hand tonight, because all the belts are up for grab, including
Night of Champions. Right. Every belt should be up for grabs,
including the new cruiserweight title. And you would think that this particular pay-per-view would be a joint one, since you could take all the title from Raw and SmackDown and put them up for grabs, instead of having matches like Best of Seven or the match you just told me about before we came on the air.
Yeah, and then you got, I mean, Cesaro, Sheamus, and Zayn Jericho are the only two main cards that are not for belts, but they should be good matches. The kickoff match right now is not for a title either, but that's a kickoff match.
Mm-hmm. We're about to be joined by Mr. Hightower. I can get him on the air. He called in, and for some reason, it wouldn't let me add him. And so I'm trying to bring him back on. Because I know he has a lot to say about the pay-per-view. Mr. Hightower, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Good to hear from you, my friend.
What's up, Scott?
What's going on, Mr. Hightower? Glad you took a break from filming some Tyler Perry movies.
Dag, man, you into the foolishness? I didn't know.
No, I just had a picture up there, and Scott said I look like the dude from the Madea Family Reunion. I actually do.
What, Tyler Perry himself or someone else?
No, the guy with the grits, where she made that.
The guy with the grits.
That was, what's his name? He's been an actor for years now.
Yeah, something Blair. Something.
Yeah,
like that.
Blair. Blair Underwood.
Yeah, Blair Underwood, yeah.
All right, so the pre-show's on right now on the network, and they're going to have a match, a rematch between Alicia Fox and Nia Jax. And the way Nia Jax ragdolled Alicia Fox, you would think she would learn her lesson, but she is Stone Cold Fox. So who y'all think going to take that? You think Alicia Fox has a chance, or is it just going to be another squash match?
It's going to probably be like another squash match. She's going to get her ass whooped by Nia Jax.
They are making Nia Jax this beast that won't be beat by many people. But
the problem with that is you did it with Ryback. You did it with Rusev. You're doing it with Strowman. You're making these people look unbeatable and indestructible. And when they suffer their first loss, they get buried.
Hey, that's a time-honored tradition, you know.
Like I said last night, if she fight against Tamina, like her Bert, like she should run through everybody on Raw, and then that's how you can build Tamina back into the WWE. Is her going after Samoan after Samoan?
But aren't they related? that's family fighting family.
Yeah, well, family gotta fight family sometimes.
Yeah, they should do it at Survivor Series, just like Thanksgiving. Family's always fighting.
Yeah, I think Nia Jax is. She's going to come with a pin this time. Like she didn't. She just ragdolled her and didn't really pin her. But this time, they're going to go for a win.
They stopped that match, but right. I ain't never seen in the women's division take a beating like that.
Yeah, when somebody being like slammed into the wall and then turned and slammed into the other wall. I mean, that's
through the barricade.
That's never a big deal because the barricade is meant to collapse. So it's not like it's sturdy and breaking it. You know, it they've already set it up to break. So it's always it's devastating to see, but we know nobody really gets hurt from that.
And just in a women's division, you've never seen that before.
Yeah, and I'm surprised Alicia Fox is able to come back and be in this match at so soon.
Been 2 weeks.
Right. We're going to get our first Cruiserweight Championship title match where TJ Perkins defends his title against Brian Kendricks, used to be the Brian Kendricks. And
it's singular. He's not plural. There's only one of them.
Right. And, you know, he's a veteran. He was around for a long time. He's around the Attitude Era. And they brought him back to help bolster the Cruiserweight division.
Need to. And I think he should go over.
TJ Perkins was the surprise winner of the Cruiserweight Classic. I don't think he was seen to be the favorite going in, but you know they played.
What you think about that, Scott? Since you watched it, I haven't really paid attention to it. I don't like TJ Perkins.
I mean, I like TJ Perkins. You know, I think he's a good wrestler. A lot of people, including myself, felt the final should have been Kota Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr. But because they made the swerve and gave the belt to the winner, it had to be someone that had a signed contract.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it had to be. Okay.
And, are y'all excited to see the Cruiserweights on Raw? I mean, they've had one match so far.
And that was because of them two black dudes that was on there. They looked pretty cool, and them other dudes, too. I mean,
Cedric is great. So is Rich Swann. I mean, Cedric had a career in Ring of Honor, and then he comes here, and he just stepped up his game.
Kendrick, too, he looking real good.
Well, he's been around long enough. He should look good. He should know what he's doing. Of course,
you know what he's doing.
You know he trained
Kendrick
your girl.
Kendrick is here to teach.
You know he trained your girl how to wrestle, right?
Mr. Andrew Murray.
Yep.
Yeah.
So blame him if you got a problem with that.
Blame her for not paying attention.
The finals of the best of seven series, which how can you have a best of seven series with no excitement behind it?
Because they're fucking stupid. That was a pointless match.
So
a pointless feud.
It's Sheamus versus Cesaro. The winner is supposed to get a title shot. We've seen quite a few matches on Raw and one of the matches on the pay-per-view. Sheamus took the first three matches, and this is all came back for the next three. So this is the tiebreaker, and this has been a boring series. I mean, if you have a best of seven series with two people, it should be one of those things you talk about for years about how it went down.
It should be like the Benoit best of seven series, you know. And a couple of years ago, the last one I remember was in TNA when they did the Motor City Machine Guns versus Beer Money best of five.
Like I remember the best of seven series between Nikita Koloff and Magnum TA, and that final.
Who was that in WCW? Was Booger T and
Benoit.
That was pretty fucking good for the U.S. title,
and
right?
And that went eight matches because eight the seventh one came to a draw, and they had, you know.
So yeah. Who y'all got for this? Or do y'all really care?
I'm gonna say Cesaro.
Cesaro should go over and go to SmackDown, or I don't know.
No, well, he's supposed to get a title match, and it would make sense. Okay, he wins, and then of course Kevin Owens keeps the belt. So he gets that match, which of course he comes up short against Kevin Owens. But
So this is for a championship. We'll give it to Cesaro.
Right.
I want to fucking see Sheamus.
It started because both was complaining about how they weren't getting a chance, and they were drafted pretty low, and then they got in each other's faces, and so you know they were put into a best of seven match. Of course, there's a rumor that Cesaro was supposed to be walking soon. Which means that
I don't believe that.
Probably walking to SmackDown.
No, like his contract is up and
I think he's gonna stay. I can't see him nowhere right now.
I've only seen that on one site, and it's not a credible dirt sheet at all.
Now,
they'll give him the push if he go to SmackDown, I think.
Now, yeah. If the belt's gonna change hands tonight, then maybe Sheamus will win, and he would,
Fuck that. You would not want to see Sheamus near that fucking championship.
No, I mean, it was so bad the last time he held the belt, they had to give it back to Reigns.
Right. They did have to give it right back to Reigns.
What is it about Sheamus these days that people are just turned off about him?
He ain't the sheltered warrior no more. I don't know what the fuck he is.
You think if he changed his hairstyle back, that people would like him again?
Right. When he first came up in the East in that old ECW, the revamp, he was good. He just came out there and he kicked people's asses. He came up to Raw. He came up to the main roster. He beat John Cena in that tables match. Who's working at a bodega? He had change dropping and registers going off.
Uh-oh. Dana Brooke is getting in the face of Sasha Banks.
Yeah. I got it on mute. I don't know what they're saying. But
well, if they're saying something important, just let me know. You can pump up the sound.
All right. But getting back to now Sasha shoved there and walked off. But getting back to the Sheamus, but when he turned face, it just killed him. You know, if he stayed the guy that came out there and just kicked everybody's ass, didn't say much like Brock Lesnar, just stand there, tell you I'm going to kick your ass, and just go do it. You know, but it's been 10, 12 years of that. It's like, you're tired, man. You were a face, you tried to, they put you with Muppets, for God's sake. Fucking Muppets.
He's old,
hey,
Luke.
Hey, who doesn't like Muppets?
Dude, this is wrestling. They're calling you a Muppet. You're like, my family is Beaker. Come on now.
Hey, man, Beaker's the man, especially...
I agree, but he has no place in the WWE.
He doesn't, not right now. Go to Japan somewhere. Now, big ass in Japan.
What could be the best match of the night, Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho. If Sami Zayn doesn't come out on top, then I don't know what they're doing with the man, because...
No, he should be getting his ass whooped all through the WWE right now. I like to see him another day. He's like another day on wire to me. I just want to see him try to make it, but never make it.
No, I like his underdog story. I mean, he's going to deserve a run soon for the title. But right now, with Kevin Owens holding it, I would say you need to hold off because you've already built. This is the last time they're going to fight. At two or three pay-per-views ago, and they fought like four times since. Just back off it for a while. These two are getting locked in, you know, two typecasts. Like, you know, that's why Bell stopped doing Batman. That's why people, they don't replay the same roles in movies, because they get typecast. He needs to go off on his own. Give him a run at the U.S. belt or something.
Yeah.
You know, that would be probably the best thing for him. But I like Zayn. He can definitely go, and this should definitely be a good match.
He should be nowhere the WWE Championship until next year.
Yeah.
Not even that year, until, like, after WrestleMania. Build him up, like, build him up some more.
You know, if he gets a title shot, he's not going to win it. He's just going to get a shot.
He should not get a title shot. He should not, like, they should wait for that. Wait until next year. You got to build him up somehow for him to get to that championship.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, to get a title shot, he's going to have to go through Rollins and Reigns and Rusev. You know, they could definitely work some of these angles out for a while with some good feuds.
Just don't shove them down our throats like you did Roman Reigns.
I do have to say that this Jericho run has been different from his last few runs, because his last few runs, you know, everybody knew he was there to put people over, but he's not putting people over as much this time around. He's coming out on top with victories.
I mean, he's been there for over a year now. He stayed. That's the difference. Before, you knew it was 6 months and he's going on tour.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed now, so you can have him be a character. You don't have to put him in a storyline where he gets punted in the head and he's gone for 8 months, or, you know, or suffers an injury, or he gets fired due to whatever.
The fact that you right now, go ahead, Scott.
I mean, the fact that he stays, you can put him in these feuds with AJ Styles and Sami Zayn and whoever, everybody else he's been fighting. You know.
It's one thing about Chris Jericho, man. He's such a good character right now, and they really do need him, because what other heel they have other than him and Kevin Owens holding that Raw brand right now. So I'm really liking what they doing with Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Yeah, and how hard did you laugh when Jericho popped him with that phone 2 weeks ago?
That was pretty fucking funny. That was pretty fucking funny, but...
As a matter of fact, Kevin Owens just texted me. Here, I'll show you.
Dush. All right, I think we joined the line by Rage. Rage, how are you?
I'm fucking fantastic.
Yeah, what colorful language. What's up, man? What do you think about this pay-per-view?
I think this pay-per-view is going to be awesome.
Yeah? So, yeah. We're talking about the Jericho and Zayn. Who you got?
I got... I'm not even gonna go there. Give me Zayn.
Okay. This is gonna be the match that most people are gonna probably go to the bathroom or get the refill their snacks up. Rusev versus Roman Reigns for the United States title.
Oh, I'm not. This to me right now, this is one of the best feuds that I ever saw from out of Roman Reigns.
The feud is good, but that doesn't mean the match is going to be worth it. Now, is Rusev
going to be good?
The question is Reigns still in the doghouse, or is he going to be released tonight and take the title?
I think the question is going to be, what's Lana going to wear?
Yeah, what is she gonna wear?
I really don't have zero interest in this match. I mean,
that's
to
what
me,
I'm saying, Scott. I think a lot of people is not gonna have interest because they don't like Reigns, and Rusev. It's something about him that I could care less if he's involved or not. Look, I get it that he's. They got him, you know, the Dynasty's title. He's a good villain as far as being against the United States, but I don't care about Rusev one way or the other.
To me, this feud lost steam right after SummerSlam. When you had him Reigns go out there and just beat the shit out of him, and then the next night he's in the fucking contention for the regular, you know, your Universal Championship,
mm-hmm.
And Rusev, I understand Rusev went and got married, but this just had nothing. The feud just seemed to die and lose steam. It should have picked up from there. You know, Rusev comes out. He didn't even feud with him. He came out and got interfered in a match. And and with Rollins, and it was just stupid.
Yeah.
It just, you know, I'm probably going to vacuum my house when this match comes on or something.
I don't know. To me, it's going to be a good match. I mean, y'all thinking that's going to be bad because of what's his name, Roman Reigns, but them two. Well,
I don't know if it's going to be bad. It's just that you got two guys in the ring that doesn't do any technical moves, and you know, when it's just a brawl, sometimes it's exciting, but sometimes it's not. And this could be one of those matches where it's just one guy has the advantage, he just punches on the other guy, then the other guy comes back. And I think Reigns is going to win, but if he don't
this
win...
this is going to be like Big Show versus Mark Henry boring.
Yeah. If he don't win, then he really messed up getting suspended at this
point. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not a Reigns hater, but I'd rather him carry the United States title than get another world title shot only to fail.
Exactly. If you're going to leave him in the main event picture, then leave him there. You can't have him going back and forth just to fill a spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you want to do like a number one contendership like they did with the two Fatal 4-Ways. He's in there because he's a name. But don't push him to the point, then have him lose at the last minute, then throw him back into a feud, you know?
Okay, is the match starting now between Alicia Fox and Nia Jax?
Hope not.
Okay, they're talking about the best of series. See, I don't know how far behind I am from you, Scott, because...
Oh, that's showing Cesaro and Sheamus now.
Sheamus like, right now, yeah.
I don't know why we all ain't on the same spot as far as the live
feed. They're just showing who won the matches and like highlights from them, like talking about that. It looks like match two.
I'm just seeing match one.
Yeah, I'm just a few seconds ahead of you.
Now, the thing about Cesaro, how long is he gonna have tape on him? Like I know he has some bad injuries, but
yeah,
probably just got it on his.
He's got it on his back, on his, you know, it's like you might as well just put fucking caution tape on him.
Exactly. Excuse me.
Look at that. He had a Union Jack on his back. Yeah, this is the match we didn't see in London, England. They didn't shoot. Nobody saw that unless you were there.
Okay, match four. Well, look, hey, I don't have a problem that they had a match that we didn't watch. I mean, that's been part of the problem with this feud is like you've seen all the matches. Even back in the day, you didn't see all the matches. They had them at house shows, and you heard about them, and it was like, yeah, this person is up 3-2, or it's tied 2-2 going into this match. But watching them on Raw week after week, it's just, okay. All right, let's get this over.
It's Sammy Sheamus.
It is.
But yeah, the thing, when it comes to Sheamus, I mean, think about it. 3 years ago, we were complaining that it was him and Christian every freaking week. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were complaining it was him and Orton every week. Now we're complaining it's him and Cesaro every week.
So Sheamus got a full beard now. I met Sheamus in person. He's a nice guy, but
it's not him. It's just this his character right now.
Right. It's the character.
This character, he got a gimmick. He got a good gimmick. It's just his character on how they're using him.
All right, tag team titles on the line as the New Day take on Gallows and Anderson. Is this it for the New Day? Is it the club's time? Well, or are they gonna New Day? Like the New Day is close to beating the.
Demolition.
So
I think they're gonna do that.
Think they're gonna do that first before they drop the belt?
Before they drop the belt against Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows. But with these two guys right here, I really want them to have a big turnaround in this match, like a good ass match between these five guys or these four guys, because I want to see Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows turn around their gimmicks today. They need to turn around. Like, to me, nobody's going to win this match. I actually wanted to be a DQ.
That's what happened last time they fought.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't Big a DQ, but
Big yeah, it was a disqualification. Make it as, like, you know, the other one wasn't so good. Make this one just good as fucking then, like a double counter or DQ or
so
something.
Is it Big E fighting or is it,
it'll probably be Big E and Kofi.
Because they have a better chance than Kofi and, why am I blanking on his name?
Xavier Woods.
Poor Xavier. He's just looked upon as the weak link of that team.
But he's not.
But he's not, though.
Yeah, I mean, depending on who they're fighting, he's not. Sure. So, all think it's going to be the New Day?
No, I think it's going to be Gallows and Anderson.
Because
honestly, if Gallows and Anderson don't take it now, who's going to take it from them? Yeah. Exactly. Why bother bringing them in?
But if you give it to them, I'm telling them they need to run through everybody. I mean, everybody in the WWE run through all of them.
I think with Gallows and Anderson,
two reasons why they're going to take it.
I think with go ahead.
If they don't win it, they're done. You know,
I disagree
who are you
going
to give it to? Enzo and Cass or the Shining Stars? Because that's the only two tag teams left.
I disagree with that. Because even if they lose, they're going to beat down the New Day and keep themselves in contention.
The second reason is every single major championship besides TNA is held by a member or former member of Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
And in ROH, it's Adam Cole. You got Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. They're all members. I mean, Finn Balor won your Universal Championship. Bullet Club is taking over the world. And this is no different tonight. They have to give it to him. Even if they give it to him for a month, they have to give it to him to stop. I mean, because who's left? What are you going to do? Have a feud with the Shining Stars next?
Hey, man, they come from Puerto Rico. What's wrong with that?
Plus they suck.
They got timeshares.
Dude, I don't give a shit if they were from Puerto Rico, Iceland, England, or my fucking backyard.
You want to put the masks back on them and have them come out with El Torino?
Hell no.
I just want them gone. They have no business being here. This is their fourth gimmick they can't get over. You know? I'd rather see Breezango fucking fight New Day than them.
Yeah, but I think it's the WWE's fault that their gimmicks be sucking. I mean, why couldn't they just come out as two guys and beat people up?
They tried that already. It didn't work.
They had Rosa Mendez.
It was Primo and Epico with Rosa Mendez.
Yeah, but you knew they weren't really, like, you know, to be fair. They didn't have those kind of matches. They didn't hurt people.
And they didn't as the friggin' bullfighters, and they're not as this.
Yeah, because everybody knew who was under those masks, and it just didn't seem like there's no bullfighting in Puerto Rico, so.
Right. And to me, no offense to anybody out there, but you're coming off like two gay people trying to fucking sell me land. You know, they're just walking around smelling flowers with the way they're just coming off. It's just not working.
Hey,
just
Puerto
go
Rico's
away.
A beautiful place. Anyway, women's title on the line. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks versus Bayley. Do y'all think Bayley should be in this match at this point?
No.
Savor the moment with her.
The reason why she's there is because Sasha's still hurt and she's going to take bumps while Sasha wins. Bayley is there because, I mean, honestly, can you trust Charlotte with her?
No.
Exactly.
No, right now.
Not after SummerSlam when she dropped her like 18 times.
Yeah, they were showing that earlier, but all those drops on her back and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sasha's a tiny woman, so.
Yeah. Was she like 5'2", 5'3"?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's Sasha?
Yeah.
I want Charlotte to keep it.
Why is that?
And the reason why I said Charlotte to keep it, because I don't want Sasha to go into a feud with what's her name right away?
Bailey.
Bailey right away, yeah.
I don't think she will. I think
because no, because even Sasha wins it, she still have to fight Charlotte for Charlotte. a few rematches before she can move
before
on.
Before they even, yeah. Like, you got to savor that until, like, Royal Rumble. You got to really save that between those two until, like, Royal Rumble. And that's when you start the feud.
Which is going to be easy because they have one more pay-per-view after this, and then it's a joint pay-per-view with Survivor Series.
Serious, yeah.
Then you have the
kind of plant the seed a little bit between those two. Because that's going to be a good WrestleMania match.
December's pay-per-view. And then you go into Royal Rumble, which is another joint one.
Yeah.
So, and I think February has one pay-per-view also.
Shit, god damn, they need to take one off. Well, no, never mind.
So, god damn. So, what, each show's having a pay-per-view when they're not having a joint one each month?
Yes. Yep. It's 19 a year, which means 5 months out of the year, there's one pay-per-view. So you got your big four, but I don't know what the other one is. It's either February or March.
No, it's July? No, January?
Well,
January is the Rumble.
I think
March, April is Mania, depending on the Sundays.
Oh, February is like Fastlane.
I think there's like a large gap between like the whatever's in February and WrestleMania. Like,
you know. Yeah, large gap, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting what they're going to do. But, yeah, they could definitely extend this with the joint pay-per-view so close together here.
How do you guys feel about the Clash of Champions being a pay-per-view before we get on to the next match?
Well,
I have... Go ahead, Serpa.
Like I said earlier, I think this should have been one of the ones that, where it was a joint one, and you have all the titles from both shows up for grabs.
Okay.
I mean, I have no issue with them using the name. You know, they're living up to it. All the belts are on the line. You know, you got a couple of your filler matches in there. So I'm good with
it. Sheamus and Sami Zayn, they are looking alike. Got the same hat on and everything.
Yep. But, yeah, Clash of Champions was always one of my favorites.
WWE used this name before, didn't they?
No.
No. Never.
Never?
Because no, Clash of Champions wasn't really a pay-per-view. It was more of a TV show.
It was a TV
show.
It was invented to stick it to the WWE during WrestleMania. But they didn't they use this name when they had one of those pay-per-views? They said all the belts are up for grabs. And only
Night of Champions.
Night of Champions, okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically what it is. It's their Night of Champions. It just changed the
name. This Clash of Champions, which makes sense. And I hope they keep, you know, even bringing some pay-per-views from the ECW.
Hardcore Heaven, November to Dismember.
Yeah, November to Dismember. Something like that.
Well, if I had it my way, like I said, it would be a joint pay-per-view. Plus, maybe I would have, like, a couple of NXT championships up for grabs.
I could have hit him with the phone.
Like, would you also have a couple NXT championships up for grabs?
No.
But to me,
that's still the minus.
But see, now what they could do is if Raw holds Clash of Champions, SmackDown could host Night of Champions, like in May, and do their championship runs.
Yeah, that can.
Let's see. Watching this, it's no way that Sami Zayn comes out losing.
He just gotta lose right now.
He loses too much. And the crowd likes him. They want him to win.
Yes,
he wins a lot, dude.
He wins. He wins a couple of his matches on Raw.
He wins on TV. But when it comes to these pay-per-views, he doesn't come out on top.
He has to lose right now. It's just he has to lose to make people even fucking keep getting mad. Like, why the fuck he keep losing? He's one of the best. Like, dude, just keep losing. Then one day, bam. He wins.
Right, his persona is the ultimate underdog.
He's another Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
He would have been better if he stayed a mass wrestler. He was a mass wrestler at one time, right?
El Generico, yes. Mm-hmm.
El Generico, I don't know. Because he got a nice looking face. He had an ugly cat.
But so they were saying he was Mexican the whole time. Everybody knew the truth, or
yeah, everybody knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's been all over the world, you know, wrestling as that gimmick. I mean, yeah, take the mask off. You know, what's the big deal? To me, you know, I understand if you're Mexican and you honor your tradition and stuff, that's one thing. But to wear a mask as a goof.
So
where's Rage at?
Well, I don't know what he was thinking. He called in. I didn't see his call. I brought him in, and I guess he really didn't want to be on the line. He called my show earlier, playing around.
Okay.
I guess we're gonna have it out between me and the Young Punk next week on my show.
Okay.
He wrote in the chat room he wanted to interview me. I guess he was trying to call me out for what happened on my show, and I don't have time for these games. I mean, not without hurting somebody's feelings, I don't. And I will hurt your feelings. Anyway, last match on the docket for the title, the Universal title. Kevin Owens defends against Seth Rollins. And this is the first title defense on a pay-per-view for this new belt, the Universal title. Who you got?
Owens.
Owens, yeah?
Yeah.
Mr. Owens to win.
Yeah, let me read you this, what Kevin Owens put on Twitter earlier today. September 24th, 1995, In Your House 3. First WWE pay-per-view my dad ever bought for me. Mm-hmm. Tonight, 21 years later, almost to the day I main event my first. Kevin Owens all the way. I mean, think about that. 21 years later, he's living his dream.
Okay, here's what I think. I think Rollins is going to win the match, but he's not going to walk away with the title.
So you think it's going to be a DQ count-out type of situation?
Because we've known Owens to be the type that'll try to walk.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows what dumbass is going to come down and interfere for whatever reason, because both of them have the enemies. And possibly this could be Chris Jericho sticking his nose into the match, if not Roman Reigns being stupid enough to come down. And I think they want to stretch this feud out a bit between these two. Because if Rollins lose straight up, what happens to him? I mean, he can...
I want to see Kevin Owens beat the living shit out of Seth Rollins.
He can bitch about how Stephanie screws him over in Triple H, but...
We'll see. Since this is, to me, more of a Triple H pay-per-view, per se... we'll see him at the end of this night.
You think he'll come out? So. You think he'll be the reason why?
It's Clash of Champions. He got to be over here.
I mean, they're looking at putting the Shield back together for a pay per view. You know, hinted at that the other night.
I just don't want the authority thing no more. Like, I really want Stephanie to really be against Triple H.
Yeah,
But that doesn't make good when you get home at night and you gotta sleep in the same bed.
It's acting,
exactly.
You know, and you know he's gonna come. I hope he does come out and interfere in the match or something.
Yeah, because we haven't seen him since he interfered in the match to
give him the title.
Yeah, give Owens the title. Like he hasn't explained himself anywhere that I know of. And
he'll probably explain himself tonight. Like probably at the end, like they screw him over again, and he'll explain himself tonight. Since this is not a big pay per view like that, they need to have some time to do something. So I want to see Triple H tonight. This is Clash of Champions, so we'll see him tonight.
Yeah, if you're putting the Shield back together, you're gonna need to get them into a good feud with somebody.
Yeah,
even though they cross shows, the best thing to do would be to give the belts to Gallows and Anderson and have them feud with Rollins and Reigns, and then you have the club versus the Shield at like Survivor Series or something, or at the Rumble. Because that would be a fucking great... I mean, AJ against Rollins? Been dying to see that match. You know?
Maybe you're onto something there with that. I'm looking. Yeah. You got the pre-show with Renee Young, the Booker Man, Booker T.
Booker King.
Yeah, Booker.
King Booker.
King Lawler. King Lawler and Leader. So they just do both shows now as far as pre-shows. Well, no, they bring out that other guy.
Ryan Scott, whatever. I don't know.
The guy, he was an NXT, so he got hurt. Oh, we about to get the kickoff show? The kickoff match?
Just about to see some Bella action. Bella on Bella.
This would be funny.
I just want to watch the show Wednesday. For one reason.
Triple H and, John Cena and Daniel Bryan is a bunch of heels.
I just want
to
see.
They are the heels of the shows.
When they're sitting down at dinner and Daniel Bryan says, remember when I kicked you in the face and took your title? And then John Cena be like, remember when Randy Orton came down 5 minutes later and took it from you?
So they're living in Cena's home, right?
Yeah, they live in Cena's home. They've been living in Cena's home for about 4 weeks, something like that, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And there's no way they're living in Bryan's home. That motherfucker out in the middle. Like they,
it'll be hella bad.
To plug the fucking cameras in.
They went out there for a while, and they're in the middle of nowhere. And then they went to Cena's house, and he got, you know, fucking waterworks and shit in the backyard. Yeah, Corey Graves does the pre-show on
NXT.
No, I'm saying with SmackDown, but here he looks like he's on the.
Yeah, he's announcing tonight. It's the Raw pay-per-view, so it's their announcing with him, Cole, and Byron. The match is coming on now. The box is getting
When my feed catches up on my computer, I'm going to pump in the sound for that.
Oh, she looks so beautiful. She still looks beautiful.
Who, Alicia Fox?
Yeah.
This was funny when she hit her in the face with that box.
Here come the rag dolling. Bang!
Girl, fucking crazy looking. This is boring.
Oh, it only had the tag team matches was boring.
Yeah, I mean, it was. You knew Slater and Rhino were gonna win, but I mean, the AJ Ambrose match was good. Yeah, I didn't like the ending.
Oh yeah, that was it. Look at those ending brown was eyes. Good. I liked it, and the ending was okay.
All right, y'all want to see? Not here we go. Look at this.
Sorry, you broke up, Serpa.
I said, y'all want to see Nia Jax take on Awesome Kong? Oh. I mean, that would be Adams colliding for sure.
I'd rather see her fight Jessica Havoc.
All right, let me pump in the sound.
Tamita, man, they gonna build Tamita up. They should build Tamita up. Telling you, this is for Tamita to redefine her career, build her up against Nia Jax. Two Amazons at WrestleMania. Simone versus Simone.
Telling you, first ever.
Y'all don't hear this? Wait, y'all don't hear the audio from this match?
A former champion. And spine first into the turnbuckle and then just drop to the mat.
I think it's a point of pride for Alicia.
You already
Fox.
Got it. You already being her asshole. We're already.
She doesn't want to be pushed aside without putting up a fight. Nia Jax, who they
and they're trying to create a monster with her. But yeah, just build her up again.
What else you gonna do? Offer. She's a 200 pounder.
No, I think she's gonna go more than two.
Yeah, I'm saying like she's over 200 pounds.
I'd say she might be close to three.
No. She's nowhere near that. She wouldn't be able to move as the way she does if she's 300 pounds.
272 is what Google lists her at.
And damn. Better not let her lay on top of you.
No. No mustache rides for her. All right, so while this is playing, I was telling Surfer there was rumor that they're going to add a match to the pay-per-view. Don't know if it's going to be true or not, but it's supposed to be Enzo and Cass versus Shining Stars.
I guess it depends on the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be a filler match, but I mean... So, I mean, over the last couple of weeks, you know, Enzo and Cass dropped two matches to them due to their, you know, their fuckery. They did pick up a victory. I think Enzo picked up one over him this weekend.
Yeah,
this week on Raw.
I was worried for Enzo that he was always going to get pinned, but he got a victory.
Yeah. Yeah, so if this match is added, who do you got, Surfer?
Enzo and Kaz. I mean, because the Shining Stars have been dominating on TV, so.
Yeah.
I'm not. I have to go against the haters, and go with the real G's.
The certified G's.
Yeah, certified G's.
Yeah. Right now, Nia Jax got her in some funky submission hold. Yeah, I would take Enzo and Kaz too. Looks like a half a Cobra clutch.
Yeah, all Alicia Fox got to do is kick it in the balls. That'll bring her down.
Yeah. Let me pick you back up. Nope. There you go. She's kicking her in the dome.
See, what Nia Jax got going for her is she's a big, hefty woman, but she's still attractive looking. I mean, you don't have
to. Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've never had that combination before.
From a big girl. She's very fucking attractive.
So, Hightower, I was telling Surfer there was rumor of another match being added to the card between Enzo and Kaz and the Shining Stars.
Yeah, they might go ahead and do that because it's like only six matches, right?
No, there's eight. Well, there's seven matches. This is the eighth that's on right now. Yeah,
they got hell of people on Raw. SmackDown need more people.
Yeah, five titles. Cruiserweight, Tag Team, Women's, U.S., and Universal. And then you got Jericho and Zayn.
They'll probably add it all. Make it like the eighth match or ninth match.
Yeah. Who would you take in that one?
I will take Enzo and Kaz.
Yeah. Yeah, we're saying because, you know, the Shining Stars have been getting over on TV.
You got to build them up, too. Even though they already built up, like, I don't want them to touch the titles until WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, Alicia Fox, you getting your ass whipped.
She's
trying to come back. She's trying to come back, though.
Baby Teddy's refereeing. Oh, she hit the scissor kick. Ooh. Should have hit her in the head and not the back.
Look at Alicia. Damn, she's still cute. A big ass. Got a little booty on her.
For somebody with a five head, she's not bad looking.
She ain't.
I've never been fond of five heads, though.
At least it's not an eight head.
Who has an eight head?
Christina Ricci.
Alicia Fox is only 30 years old. I didn't know there was
She's
a such
30? thing.
She's only 30.
I didn't know there was a such thing as an eight header.
That shit is huge, dude. It's like double a forehead. Up Samoan drop.
She needs to change her damn outfit, though.
Yeah.
So this is all black.
And she gets the pinfall for the win after the Samoan drop.
It was a good match.
Well,
it
wasn't bad. All things considering,
it was an okay match.
All things considering, she didn't try to hurt Alicia Fox.
You know why she's so fine? Because her mom is German. She's German and Samoan. That's a hell of a
combination.
Yeah. Because usually with Samoans, mid Samoans is usually like black and Samoan, or white and Samoan.
Germans ain't white.
Man, I'm talking about Europe. Yeah, you right. But I'm talking about like white American.
Oh, okay. But American as opposed to European. Okay.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Okay, European English, mostly. I'm from California, so mostly I see.
You mean Anglo-Saxons?
Whatever.
Wasp.
Wasp. But mostly you see like black and Samoan people mixed together, not like German and Samoan. That's like hella weird.
Come on, baby, you can smile. So you gonna?
Yes, kid.
You gonna give me her phone number so I can give her a call and tell her?
Hell fucking no.
I appreciate the
match. Phone number is 867-5309. Ask for Jenny.
Rocco, whoop my ass.
All right, so the first match is in the books for Clash of Champions. Nia Jax steamrolled as everybody thought she would. No.
Ric Flair returning tonight.
Ric Flair gonna be in his daughter's corner?
No.
I bet you somehow he's going to return.
He's gonna return and help Sasha.
do y'all think Dana Brooke's gonna have some kind of you know, cause of this match?
I think afterwards she's gonna smack the shit out of Charlotte again, because Charlotte will be like, "It's your fault I lost." And
yeah,
bam.
I thought they was gonna make it a four-way match when
or Charlotte's gonna start beating her down, and Emma comes back.
Oh yeah, Emma supposed to come back, huh?
Emma looks hot since she turned heel.
Emma's always been hot.
No, she's always been cute, but she's
been hot, but like
she's always Emma. A cute girl, but that evil look on her made her look a lot more hotter.
With them little glasses she have on when she come out, I love her music.
She tweeted last week that she's been cleared for 6 weeks. They just haven't used her.
And then of course, you know, she became a criminal. Allegedly.
She stole it, but they dropped the charges. It was $20. It's a misdemeanor. You know, it's time served. Probably her first offense.
I don't know why she would steal it and then buy everything else.
Because sometimes it's not the fact that you can buy it, it's to see what you can get away with.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I go food shopping and I put a lot of stuff in the cart, and it's always that one little small item I forget to take out the cart. And put it on the belt. Then I get outside and I realize that item is still in the corner of the cart. And at that point, what do? Do you go back in and pay for it, or you just say, well, I still have it and go home with it?
Why do they still have the Hell in the Cell? Change that damn pay-per-view name to something else. Change it to Halloween.
Because they're always going to have a Hell
you
in the Cell.
You got the name. Let's change it to Halloween Havoc.
Yeah, but yeah, sir, but at that point, I mean, it's up to you. It's can you live with yourself if you don't pay for it? Then fine. As you know, but it is the cashier's job to come around and look in your cart. You know, and I can guarantee you that everybody on this phone call has stolen something in their life and didn't even think twice about it.
Shit. I used to steal hella soda.
Right? But think about it. This is for real.
I've never been
a
thief.
You go into the grocery store.
Listen, I've never been a thief, but when I realized that it did something I left in the cart and didn't pay for it, yeah, I don't go back in. It's just if somebody comes out and say you tried to steal it, I'll say, look, it was a mistake. I'll pay for it. But as long as nobody say anything to me.
Half of the time, like people, because I used to work in a grocery store, they don't even give a fuck. I let so much people go without paying shit.
Yeah. Think about it. If you're in the grocery store, how many times have you picked grapes and eaten them?
Plenty of time.
That's stealing.
On the job, I used to do that shit. Just grab a couple, eat it, and go to the back.
So, Clash of Champions will be coming on in a few minutes, and we're gonna see how the WWE can pull off these single show pay per views, and if they can keep up a quality that
hopefully they can keep up with this,
because you know. We was bitching about 13 pay-per-views a year, and now they talking about 19.
Well, it's kind of better when it's like, it's not like, you know how it ended last time. I did like that it ended like then there, like, like 2 hours and 30 minutes? That was cool.
If it wasn't for the network, I think they would fail, because spending $50 a month plus extra for the big pay-per-views, that wouldn't be getting it.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't even make no fucking sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Nobody wouldn't even be getting it. Everybody be streaming that shit.
But, yeah, I wouldn't be paying no $50 a month for two pay-per-views. I wasn't doing it for one. Definitely the network makes it worth it. I just hope they don't jack the price of it up.
I think they are. Probably. Man, they well enough, it should be $15 a month. Instead of 10, especially how much stuff they put into the WWE Network. Well, they take that back. They don't. They need to start putting on other shows to try seeing the same shit. Let me take that back.
If you're gonna jack up the price, I want all the Nitros, all the Raws, all the Clash, everything, every single freaking thing.
The one thing I've always wanted on the network is them to show like a live house show. Like once a week,
or like a live news thing, like ESPN do.
I don't need that, but you know, They in the garden is like that. You know, they've had those specials.
Last night's a perfect example where Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton fought again in Chicago.
Okay, why couldn't they stream that? You know, live.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. They've done the Beast in the East and a couple other ones, but even if like Brock Lesnar isn't involved, just give us a house show once a week.
Do you know why they should have given us that one? Because you fucking raped us on SummerSlam with that ending.
You know who won?
Yeah.
What's that?
You know who won last night? I mean, the other night?
Orton didn't.
He didn't win?
No, he didn't win. It was Brock.
Of course.
I think I read something like Orton hit him with two RKOs and he only took one F5 and, you know. But it didn't
Why
say
he
how
don't
many...
want to be put over? I mean, I just don't get it. He don't want to put nobody over right now. I don't get it.
A lot of people are speculating that it's going to another match. Those two are going to be going at it again at Mania.
They better not want Randy Orton to win. He needs to put somebody over again.
Yep. But anyway, we're coming down to the wire here. We're going to be starting in about 2 minutes. The pay-per-view will be up. So, yeah, we're coming back here at 11, right? It's going to be me and Phil, right, Surfer?
I don't think Phil is available tonight. So, okay. It's going to be me and you and, of course, Mr. Hightower joins. Anybody else want to join us on Skype? If you at SilverSurfer_forever, I'll definitely be happy to take you in if you have a lot to say about the matches tonight. And, then, of course, you can stick around the chat room and chat with the other ranties and, you know, engage them as to what's going on through the matches. And I don't know what else to say as far as that. We'll be back at 11 hopefully, because this pay-per-view won't go over.
Run over.
It's not gonna run over unless Triple H comes. Then it might run over. No, I think it's gonna stay under.
Yeah, it's no reason to be going long.
No, they need to stop that shit. I'm tired of it.
I don't have a problem once in a while, you know, because it's on the network, so it's not like you have to worry about something else coming on pay-per-view, but not all the time. And I don't want them stopping 20 minutes early either. That's some TNA bullshit. And we'll see Mick Foley a couple of times and Stephanie, so their wedge will be growing throughout the night. Yeah. All right, so for Scott and Mr. Hightower, I am the Surfer, and we'll see you in a few hours for the post show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
All right, well, you guys have a good evening. I'll catch you later.